Assalamu alaikum and welcome to our 125th episode of ABC Islam and our 90th episode of our second series Islamically Independent. We are two Muslim sisters talking about the ABCs of Islam all the way to XYZ. So today we're going to be talking about something that is very relatable to us right now. Before we even get into it, we would just like to say Ramadan Mubarak to all of you guys. I know we haven't posted an episode since the start of Ramadan, so just tell them that.
Alhamdulillah, we are back though.
Of course, so Ramadan Mubarak, but today's podcast will be about 10 things to do in Laylatul Qadr because we are now on the last 10 days of Ramadan and, you know, we hope that you found our previous episodes informative, so you can always go back and listen to the previous ones for Ramadan and hopefully those will be beneficial because the knowledge always stays the same. So today we're going to be talking about these 10 things. But before we get into the podcast, we'd just like to say that we have recently seen the new feature on Spotify, which actually tells us how many people are following our podcast. And we are very grateful, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah, to say that we have actually reached 614 followers on Spotify, alhamdulillah. So this is something that made me very happy to see it. I was literally messaging my sister straight away when I saw this. And I would just like to say that we do thank all of you, you know, jazakallah from the bottom of our hearts for supporting us, you know, for listening to every single podcast. I know some of you have listened to all of the 125 podcast episodes. And if you're one of those people, you are a true gem. And we really hope that you do keep supporting us. I know that we're not able to always post, but we do. The reason why it's a podcast is so that you can go back and listen to our previous ones when we're not here, when we're not, you know, filming new ones. So do feel free to listen to the old ones. And speaking of the followers, my sister would also like to give a little news.
Alhamdulillah, we feel very grateful the fact that we have 614 followers, but it will be even more amazing if all of you could actually make it up a bit and make me reach 1k by the end of this year, and that would make us very, 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 very thankful, alhamdulillah, and inshallah, of course.
Inshallah. Of course, if we don't reach that milestone, that is absolutely fine because we are obviously doing this all for the sake of Allah. But we will be very grateful if we, because the more followers we have, the more it will reach other Muslims, and the more beneficial knowledge we have, the more we can thrive as an ummah. So that's why I believe, you know, helping, you know, sharing our podcast to others and then telling them to follow us would be very beneficial. Inshallah. And yes, let's see if we reach that milestone in the end of the year. But anyways, if you'd like to know more about us, then please check out our trailer or alternatively description box below if you're new, and remember to hit that follow button. So I'm gonna get straight on to the first thing to do in Laylatul Qadr, and that is that you should seek forgiveness. Now, seeking forgiveness is something that we should be doing all the way around, but there is actually a very good dua for Laylatul Qadr, which actually really emphasizes forgiveness, because this is a time where Allah is literally available for you to seek forgiveness and, you know, for you to actually get all of your sins removed. And, you know, there is even a hadith that actually states that if you have wasted, I'm paraphrasing this, but if you've wasted all the years of your lifetime, this is the time where you can actually recuperate all of those years that you've lost. And we also know the hadith which states that from An-Nasa'i, which where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in it there is a night which is better than 1,000 months, and whoever is deprived of his goodness is certainly deprived. So don't deprive yourself of this, and instead go and seek forgiveness. So the Laylatul Qadr dua, which we actually all know, is actually that, if I just get a translation as well, just so I'm saying everything perfectly, the dua is Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni, and the translation is, oh Allah, surely you are pardoning and you love to pardon, so pardon me. And afu actually means to pardon and wipe away the sin as if it never occurred. So we're really starting afresh. So if you feel like all these years you have not been a good Muslim, if you feel like you're not good enough, never ever think you are not good enough for Allah, because the reason why you're alive and breathing is because Allah is not done with you, and that Allah wants you to have more opportunities and He wants to give you chances to seek forgiveness. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, then Allah made the decision for you to sit here and listen to this. He's the one who willed for this to happen, which means He loves you. So please, please, please do not think you're not good enough for, you know, Allah, and do not think you're not good enough for any of the good acts. You are good enough. We are all worthy all the time, regardless of the situation, and go and seek forgiveness and keep repeating this dua which I just mentioned right now. So that would be my first point. Alhamdulillah, what a blissful point that was. And if I were to move on to the next one right now, I would say that make a plan of everything that you have to do and you have to be accountable for during the Laylatul Qadr, because I feel like that some Muslims is very... It's very common that some Muslims don't actually pay too much attention to planning on the first 20 days of Ramadan, because they think that the last 10 days are the most important ones. If that's the case with you and you have not made a plan yet for Ramadan 2023 as you're listening to this, then please do right now and try to keep yourself accountable for all the things that you want to achieve. And I highly recommend, if you're a student listening to this, then please do keep your worship as do not miss out your worship and prayers, because that's not going to be helpful for your exams of this life, because the akhirah is also very, very important. So make sure you're not missing out any of the salahs or any of the dhikr time they've accounted for yourself to actually do. For example, I highly recommend for you to actually make as much as dua as possible, at least half an hour before iftar, because that's when it's likely to be most likely to be accepted. And at the same time, of course, do it after when you're praying a Taraweeh prayers and everything like that. So I highly recommend for you to make dhikr time the most priority in your life, especially during Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, because that's going to really help you in achieving that sukoon, that peace, and also that connection with Allah will be deepened, inshallah, as well. So that will be the second tip that I'll be giving you all in this Laylatul Qadr.
100%. And also remember that if you feel like, oh, what's the point of making a plan on the, you know, in the last 10 days, like the whole of Ramadan has already went. Well, actually, there was also this hadith that I saw, which again, I'll paraphrase, which states that it is better for you to be able to be doing all of your hard work and effort and in your worship in the last 10 days, if you haven't done anything for the first 20 days, rather than do it the other way around, which is that a lot of people are very passionate about Ramadan in the first 20 days, but then they forget about Ramadan in the last 10 days. So it is better for you to be person A, be that person who makes that plan if you haven't made that plan, and don't feel guilty that, oh, well, why didn't I do it all this time? It is never ever too late. As I said, if you're breathing right now, you are still have the opportunity to go and make that plan. And speaking of that, my third point for this podcast episode will be to make a dua list. Now, what do I mean by making a dua list? It's not just the Arabic one. So, of course, you can make one for the Arabic one. There are many, many various websites out there that actually talk about, you know, all the duas that you can read, so including the one that I said before. But you can also make a dua list that you want to actually, you know, seek Allah's guidance and seek Allah's blessings for your own personal du'as. So things that you can make du'as for example, are your health, your ummah, your family, you know, your friends, your education, so your academic goals, your religion, your, you know, anything about money related, personal aims, literally anything you can make all of your du'as for. So a lot of people actually write a list of du'as, like, you know, there are literally PDFs out there. Just search up like 100 things to make du'a for, or, you know, what can I make du'a for? And literally just try to say everything from sincerely from your heart. And I feel like if you do this, then inshallah, you'll get each of your du'as accepted if it falls on the day of Laylatul Qadr. So keep making those du'as, keep doing it sincerely from your heart, because that's how you're going to reach the highest level, and inshallah everything will work out, and that Allah has the best thing. And if he doesn't accept your dua, he always has something better planned for you, so you're always going to have a win-win situation.
Yes, alhamdulillah for that point as well, for that tip. And I'm sure that everybody has listened to this, but I'm going to make some changes on the fourth one and say something that I would like to say in this Laylatul Qadr tips and tricks, and that is to forgive others. In the same way you would like to seek forgiveness from Allah and you expect Allah to forgive you for all the mistakes that you have done, you know, subconsciously, consciously, big or small, it doesn't matter how long it has been and everything like that, you should be able to forgive others and people that have conditionally or unintentionally, you know, just hurt you in some way, and they made you feel like in a really negative light in your heart, and you have got some, you know, some ill feelings towards them. Just make sure that you are forgiving those people as much as you can, and you will see how your life feels so much more peaceful, and you just let it go. Once you have forgiven them, then you will feel so much peace in your heart that you have let it go and you have moving on to a new, better life after Ramadan, inshallah. So that's a very quick reminder that I would like to give you all, that if you want forgiveness from Allah, you should be able to forgive others as well. You should have the big heart to be able to forgive others as well.
Absolutely, because You know, if you are not able to forgive others, you, Allah is the most important out of everyone. And if He is able to forgive others, then what makes you think that you can't forgive others when you are the creation of Allah? So if the Creator can forgive, so can the creation. That's just the rule, okay? So the fifth tip or the fifth point that I would give is to actually, this is something that's been going on around a lot. So especially if you see the Sunnah guy on YouTube, or if you see or on Instagram or TikTok, he's literally everywhere. MashaAllah. There is literally so many YouTubers and everyone saying out there that you should set up automated donations. And I think I mentioned this actually two or three podcasts ago, where you can literally, instead of trying to search for which charities should I donate to, if you actually sign up on a website, for example, there are many websites or many charities out there. You know, even for example, like I know that the mosque that is our local mosque, I don't want to name where it is, but the mosque that actually is our local mosque, they have their own website and they literally have a link where you can go and automate your donations. So what you can do is, instead of searching for charities, you just click on the link and you just automate your donations, so that every single night your money, some portion of your money that you choose, will go to the charity of your choice or will go to the charities that are most in need. So by doing this, you're just making sure you have more time to do dhikr, more time to do all of the other things we mentioned in this list. And of course, as we said, if it lands on the last, or if it lands on Laylatul Qadr, then that means that it's the same as giving charity for 83 years or for 1,000 months. So you are going to get so much benefit out of this, inshallah. And again, never ever feel guilty for how, what's the amount. I don't think that, oh, I'm only donating 20p. No, every single penny counts, and it doesn't matter how much you can give. And also, if you are someone who can't give charity, for example, if you're a student, you don't have money, then you can always do other good deeds or other acts of charity, such as smiling to the same gender as you, not the opposite gender. You could also like pick up something from the road, because we all know that's a charity. You could, you know, go and help make iftar or suhoor. So all of these other acts of charity are also great.
Amazing, alhamdulillah, with that tip. And I feel like that this is something that I should be doing myself as well. If I were to give myself a reminder, I think that's a really great alhamdulillah. So the sixth tip that I would definitely give to all of you listening to this is that encourage others to do good habits and limit bad habits on yourself, because I believe that, as my sister said, this is the perfect opportunity to be able to like seek forgiveness, forgive others, and also like build up your currency of good deeds in Allah's eyes and in your records as well, the book of records basically of all of your good deeds and stuff. So I feel like that's very, very important to be able to get this opportunity, because there are many people out there in this world that have already passed away, or they're going through something very sickening and it's a disease that they cannot get up from the bed and everything like that, and very struggling to be able to like pray and make dhikr even. So you should be considering yourself very lucky, alhamdulillah, that you are still listening to this very clearly in a healthy manner, in a really good position in your life to be able to hear all these messages as well. So it's very important that you are encouraging others to be able to do good deeds and limit bad deeds on yourself, and try to like be as kind as possible, be generous as possible when it comes to charity, for example, my sister said, and be just a very, very wholesome, very good person to be around, in especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, inshallah.
Exactly. And when you're encouraging others, please, please, please remember that, first of all, you need to have the right intentions. Do it for the sake of Allah and don't do it for showing off. And speaking of that, the second thing is that try to make your private deeds higher than your public deeds, because it is, I know that we can tell ourselves that, oh, I'm not showing off, I'm sincerely doing it for Allah. And of course, you should always have that intention. But unfortunately, subconsciously, our ego could be doing it for showing off. And that is why we should never ever rely on public deeds. We should always remember our private deeds, because anytime Allah can tell you on the Day of Judgment that, oh no, you posted that story on Laylatul Qadr for showing off. So please make sure you actually do more private deeds. And if you want more information about this, I would honestly recommend Ali Dawah's recent video on his 1 million subscribers, because he actually talked a lot about how public deeds are something that are becoming quite dangerous, because a lot of people are doing it for the wrong reasons. And we want to ensure we are actually doing all of our deeds for the sake of Allah, because in the end of the day, it is for the hereafter. So make sure these actually get counted. And my next point, which is actually the seventh point of this podcast episode, is to stay in solitude. Now, this is actually quite a nice point. Now, what do I mean by this? It doesn't mean now they're going to not go to the mosque, obviously. But what I mean by stay in solitude is that try to ensure you, for example, avoid people who are going to be backbiting and gossiping about others. And, you know, if you feel like, for example, your family, let's say, unfortunately, if you're in a family that is perhaps not practicing and they're going to be gossiping, or if you have certain friends that are always gossiping, try to limit interactions with them and instead stay in solitude. Because when you stay in solitude, you can do your private deeds and you can reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, you're able to make dua, you're able to do all the other things we've said in this list. So if you don't give yourself the time and space to spend time by yourself, then you're not going to be able to do these things. And I think the only time you should really be going and talking to people is if these people actually encourage you to be in Islam. So if you go to the mosque and you have practicing friends, or even if they're non-Muslim but they're actually a positive energy, they're not going to backbite or gossip, then these are the people you want to stay with. But honestly, the last 10 days are just better for you to stay by yourself mostly and just reflect on your relationship and journey with Allah, because it is very unique to you. So that would be my point. And also, the last thing is that you also need to understand that you don't need to do itikaf in the mosque. A lot of people think that, oh, I need to stay by myself in the mosque, that's the only way I'm going to get rewards. That's not true. You can literally stay by yourself in your room. Just find those little private times by yourself, whether you're a busy mom, whether you are a student, whether you are an old man, an elderly man, it doesn't matter. Just find those little times to be by yourself.
I think that's an amazing tip, and I feel like that everyone should be actually taking account of this, because as we said, this is a very special 10 days in Ramadan and you should not be wasting it by doing bad deeds, as I mentioned before as well. And the next point that I'm going to talk about is something that is very life-changing. I am basically a testament of the Tahajjud prayers, because I feel like that every time I've prayed for something very wholeheartedly in my heart in Tahajjud, there has been something that has always happened. I've always wanted, I've always got, alhamdulillah, I've always received it, because that's something that I always wanted, and Allah has seen that that's something good for me and He has granted to me. And I can be a testament to that Tahajjud really does work. And especially during Laylatul Qadr, you should be praying all of your Tahajjud prayers if you can, and you should ask for anything that you feel like that your heart wants and desires. And inshallah, if it's meant to be for you, then it will definitely happen. And I can maybe share two stories, but in another podcast episode, about two stories of my Tahajjud prayers that got answered so far, alhamdulillah. And maybe you can get some inspiration as well, and also you can share those as well in the comments or whatever in Spotify, questions, answers, whatever that might be, I don't know. But yeah, so I believe that this is, if the whole year you don't pray Tahajjud, this is the perfect time to pray Tahajjud prayers, I feel like, especially during Ramadan. If not even in the first 20 days of Ramadan, pray in the last 10 days and your life will change forever.
Absolutely. And same goes with that. Also, do not neglect Taraweeh as well, because you need to understand Taraweeh is a special prayer that only comes once a year. It only comes once, you know, 1 month out of the 12 months that we have. So please do not neglect Taraweeh, because you can't pray it in Sha'ban, you can't pray it in Rajab, you can't pray it in any Muharram, you can't pray in any other month. You can only pray in Ramadan. So don't neglect Taraweeh. And again, I'm not saying that you have to do 20 rakats every single day. Do what is best for you. But you know, it is recommended for you to try to limit sleep and instead, you know, spend time in worship in the last 10 days. And there are actually three surahs that you know, are recommended when you pray your witr prayer, which I'll just quickly mention here. And that is your first unit, so your first rakah, you should actually read Surah Al-A'la. The second rakah, you should try to read Surah Al-Kafirun, and the third rakah, you should try to read Surah Al-Ikhlas. So these are the recommended surahs to be recited. So perhaps in the last 10 days you can just bank up on some more good deeds by reciting these specific surahs. And also I would say that the adhkar to do after the witr salah is actually Subhanal Malik al-Quddus, and that is, the pure and holy King Allah is far above imperfection and deficiency. And this is just a beautiful, beautiful adhkar to do right after your witr salah. So please go ahead and do these little extra things. You might think these are little things, but these will add up, you know, over the 83 years if it lands on Laylatul Qadr. And speaking of that, I'd like to go on to my ninth point, and that goes very well with the surahs, and that is to read the Quran. We all know that the month of Ramadan is actually about the Quran. A lot of people think it's about fasting. Yes, that is obviously a very, very important component of Ramadan, but actually the Quran is what is important. Laylatul Qadr, why do we celebrate Laylatul Qadr? Is because that was the time when the Quran was released. So if you're not reading the Quran, then you're kind of just not even thinking about the main point of Laylatul Qadr. So please make sure that even if it's just one page, one verse, one letter, try to read the Quran as much as possible. Push yourself, okay? And you know, I would say that it is very easy for you to read the Arabic, and I completely agree with that. You should read the Arabic, but try to also read the translation with it, because that's how you're going to reflect on the verses and think about how you're going to implement these verses into your life. So I would say do read the Quran and do try to also reflect on the verses, and again, have that time by yourself to do that.
Alhamdulillah, and that's absolutely true, and it's something that I've been working on myself as well in this Ramadan, alhamdulillah, and I feel very, very happy with myself with whatever progress I've made with the Quran and reading the Quran in general. But if I were to end all this podcast episode with this whole tip, and it's something that I feel like Muslims will get this waswas in the head, I feel like, and that is to overly plan about Eid on the last 10 days, because Eid is coming. We need to plan what to wear, what to dress, what to cook on that day, where are we gonna go, and all this kind of stuff. And I think that's a very big way of actually like taking away from the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. So please do not overly plan yourself and thinking that, oh my god, I have to spend so much time now thinking about Eid, what am I going to do, who am I going to invite to my house, and all this kind of stuff. I think that's a really good trick from the shaitan to be able to take you away from the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, which is not gonna, we never know, this could be our last one, but inshallah we will get more and more, inshallah, of course. But you never know, some person who is listening to this could be their last one. So please do not overly plan on Eid and what to wear on Eid and all this kind of stuff. You can always do that 2 days before Eid, and you'll be still completely fine, I promise, because if it's meant to be in a certain way, it will happen no matter how much you plan. So I highly recommend for you to spend more time worshiping and less time on planning for Eid.
110%. So I would like to quickly say that is the end of our podcast episode of the top 10 things, but do not go, because I was actually going to give a bonus tip, which is for after Ramadan, and that is that obviously we know that Shawwal comes right after Ramadan, so I would recommend that you try to actually make the intention from now that you want to actually do your fast for the 6 days of Shawwal, because those are actually extremely rewarding as well. And I would say that if you're able to do those 6 days, then those are also extremely, extremely beneficial and rewarding. So instead of planning for Eid, plan for how you're going to fast for Shawwal, right? That's actually a better tip, I would say, my opinion. So yeah, that's all of our tips. And also, just to get you guys a little bit more excited for Eid as well, okay, if you would like, you can actually send us questions on Spotify, and perhaps we can do an Eid Q&A, because I was actually listening to our podcast, I think from 2 years ago, where we actually did a three-part series for our Eid Q&A, and I just found it so wholesome, and I thought it was really, really fun. So if you would like to send us in questions, we know that there are 614 of you following us right now, so even if 10 of those people from the 614 people give us questions, we can make an episode on Eid, okay? So perhaps we can't guarantee on Eid day, but we will try to do one for the Eid occasion, okay? So if inshallah, so if you would like to send us questions on Spotify, do let us know and we will try our best. So all you need to do is go on Spotify, go on the poll section, and we will try to have your questions answered in our Eid Q&A podcast episode. But alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of our wonderful podcast episode today. We really hope that inshallah you've learned something new. As you know, we do try our best to upload as regularly as possible here in ABC Islam. So please subscribe and follow us on our podcast platforms such as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Most platforms are free and you don't even need to log on. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah bless us all, and we will inshallah see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.